Enzo stared at her in the silence of the conservatory and realized what that something was.
"You were pregnant."
A momentary fire flickered in her eyes, then died again like embers at the end of a long night.
"That's what he couldn't accept, my husband. His pride. I couldn't pretend to him it was his, because we hadn't slept together in months. And that, above all else, is what he didn't want people to know. That I was carrying Kerjean's child. When news of the affair broke, everyone thought he threw me out. But the truth is, we had made a deal, and I kept my end of it."
"Which was?"
"To leave immediately. Go to the mainland, and have the pregnancy terminated."
"And his end was?"
"To take me back once it was done, and try to make a go of it."
Enzo nodded.
"But he didn't keep to that."
The fire flared again, fanned by the oxygen of her remembered anger.
"He used my absence to poison the minds of my children, to turn them against me. As soon as I'd had the abortion, he filed for divorce and got the courts to ask the children who they would rather be with, him or me."
"And they choose him?" The recollection still hurt.
"They left the island, the three of them, almost as soon as the divorce was granted. And I haven't seen my children since. Not once."
They heard the sound of a car on the road by the church. It stopped, idling for a moment before the engine ceased, and they heard the slamming of a car door. Her distress was immediate.
"That's my husband. Go now, please."
Enzo stood.
"He doesn't know any of this?"
She shook her head.
"Only what was known at the time. And, of course, I had my own slant on it for him. But I have a new life now, monsieur, and I won't ever speak of this again. Please go."
Enzo nodded and let himself out, feeling how the temperature outside had dropped as he turned through the rock garden at the side of the house and saw the shadow of a man coming across the grass toward him. By the light at the corner of the house, Enzo saw that he was tall, a middle-aged man losing his hair. He wore a long coat and carried a briefcase. Enzo passed him without stopping, meeting his eye only fleetingly, and offering the merest nod of acknowledgement. Without looking round, he was aware that the man had stopped, and could almost feel his eyes on his back. What would she tell him? That Enzo had come knocking at the door, trying to rake over the ashes of the past, and that she had sent him packing? Or having finally lanced the boil that had been slowly poisoning her for 20 years, would she now tell him the truth? Enzo saw the last streaks of red in the western sky as he reached his car, and knew that he would never know.